Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, saying that Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran in light of what he says is their non-cooperative nature.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal. Canadian Joshua Boyle, his wife and children, returned to Canada after being freed from the Akani Network captivity by the Pakistan military, acting on a U.S. tip. Boyle spoke to reporters after landing in Canada about his family's losses.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani Network's kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife, engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan, was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
The Haqqani Network is Afghanistan's affiliate of Taliban. They abducted the Boyles while they were in Afghanistan in a 2012 backpacking trip. UN envoys from Britain and France called for Myanmar authorities to translate promises into action to end violence and create the conditions for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslim refugees. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.